From the Wharton School of Business. Well, sort of. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, my name is Steve Heiser, and no, I am not at the Wharton School of Business. I'm not even outside of the Wharton School. I'm not even in Pennsylvania, but I have been to Pennsylvania. I digress. Colleen Barrett, our president emeritus, spoke by phone with Peter Capelli, who's a professor with the MBA program at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. She was speaking to him, and I believe to an office full of students, but I was shooting a video so that Peter could later show his full MBA class the interview. You, the listeners of Red Belly Radio, will get to hear the Q&A. Because the interview is rather long, I'm splitting it into two episodes. The second half probably won't be next week, but it'll be coming out fairly soon. The next voice you'll hear will be Peter Capelli asking questions of Colleen Barrett.
Maybe the place to start, folks generally know who you are, but if you could just tell them a little about your background, how you got to where you are now in life and such.
Well, I think that to the extent that I've been successful, I would say it's probably because I didn't attempt to become successful, if you will. I had no career path, so it's probably somewhat disappointing to MBA students, but I didn't have this, long-planned idea of where I was going to end up. And I think I just put my heart and soul into what I did every day, trying to make a positive difference. And as it turned out, the ultimate company that I ended up with, being Southwest, was just a perfect fit for me because Southwest didn't ever require really, a ton of background experience or education for any of their jobs. But what they did require was, 100% passion for what you did. And in my case, my passion is really customer service. And so I am one of those lucky people whose, advocation is really her vocation. And that's a pretty neat combination when you get right down to it.
And somebody told me a story actually today about your rise to prominence, as it were, which began with a last-minute television interview. Is that have I got that story right?
Oh, well, that is true. I mean, I don't know that it allowed... I don't know that it led to prominence, but I was a legal secretary. That's what I had done from when I was a junior in high school. And so I was working for Herb as his legal secretary in San Antonio, Herb being the co-founder of Southwest Airlines. And so one day, as his secretary, I was just doing the setup, if you will, for the a group of panelists who were going to be on a live TV show endorsing a particular candidate for political office. And one of the five panelists was supposed to be a working mother. And she no-showed. And I am in literally jeans and a sweatshirt. And the four men are in suits and ties. And the guy said, we've got 30 seconds, and she hadn't appeared. So Herb literally took me and threw me in the chair. And I was absolutely beside myself with embarrassment. I didn't know anything about anything. I was such a baby. I was so naive. And after the show was over, it was, one of those live things. I'll never forget this. Herb's father-in-law called me on the phone, and he said, and, I was not even a Texan. These were all real, born true blue Texans that were on the panel. And he said, "Honey, you were the best of the lot because everything you said from the heart." I said, "Well, thank you very much."
That's a compliment.
Yeah, it was.
I know one of the things that you are responsible for at Southwest is broadly defined sort of culture management, and particularly this theme in the company of sort of finding ways to celebrate. And
yes, we celebrate everything.
Could you give us a little sense of some of the things that the company does to keep things fun, maybe some of the surprising things?
Well, I don't know that any of them are surprising, except that I suppose the... links that we will go to celebrate success, especially in most of corporate America, are somewhat surprising, I suppose. at other companies. You know, we've never been too awfully structured, and we pride ourselves on being a little irreverent. We consider sense of humor to be a prime necessary ingredient to be successful as a Southwest Airlines employee. And we don't think that work has to be stuffy or staid. That's fairly unusual for our business, but it's fairly unusual for most businesses, to tell you the truth. And we pride ourselves in actually giving people the freedom to be themselves, if you will. So we don't want people to fall into little molds or, you know, we don't want stereotype anything, flight attendants, accountants, anything. We want people to take the business very seriously, but not themselves so seriously. And we like to have fun. We like to have fun with each other, and we like to have fun with our passengers. And I think that comes through in a, you know, gazillion different ways, but we'll do anything from, we try to make interviewing fun. We've been known to just do crazy things, like one day we might all wear our clothes backwards. One day, I remember this was years and years ago, and I think it's probably had a lot of publicity, but it was one of my favorites. Our VP of People, which is our HR group, went out into the corridor, and that particular day we were interviewing pilots. And, of course, they're all in their, suits and ties and polished shoes. And she said, "Oh, well, I'm sorry, but we can't interview you." And they said, "Well, what do you mean? I mean, these people wait for years to get in at Southwest." And she said, "Well, we don't interview people in suits on Fridays. We only interview people that wear shorts." And they, truthfully looked at her. They could not believe it. And she said, "Oh, I'm very serious." She said, "No, we've got a Freedom Shop right down the hall if you want to go buy some shorts." So I don't know. I don't remember. But maybe let's say there were 20 guys that were sitting in our lobby. Two of them got up and walked out. Well, you know what? That's okay, because they would never have been comfortable in our environment. But here were the rest of them down there buying shorts and jams and whatever. And so they've got their, you know, dress long socks, their black dress shoes and shorts on. And it, I mean, it's just it just showed you who could laugh at themselves. Not that we would have hired or not hired based on just that, but it's that type of thing. It just kind of throw people off a bit.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard about Herb's infamous challenging of a lawyer or of a CEO of another company when it was discovered that we were using a slogan, if you will, in our ads that this little other company was using somewhere else, you know, a point we don't even serve, so we'd never heard of it. And our slogan at the time was "just plain smart." And so we got called by the general counsel of this other little aviation company, and he said, "Well, you just can't use that. That's our slogan." And so Herb challenged him to an arm wrestling match. Instead of paying legal fees, you know, they would have an arm wrestling match. And, of course, this is the funny part. The joke was kind of on us. This took on a life of its own. And, I mean, literally, we did training films. But little did we know that Kurt Herwald, who was the guy that owned the other company, that he was a bodybuilder. Well, you know, Herb doesn't have a muscle on his whole body. And so here we are, and Herb's, you know, doing workouts at the gym with, you know, gallon bottles of Wild Turkey and, you know, just crazy stuff, smoking the whole time. And then Kurt comes in, and he's got muscles that are bigger than my thighs. And, you know, we had cheerleaders. I mean, we had it in a professional boxing ring, and it was covered all over. We even had somebody from London come in. It was all over. It's played all over the world. And, you know, the whole thing was that who lost, you know, got to give the charity a check to charity for, you know, their favorite charity. So it was a win-win for everybody. But that's the type of thing I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The captain has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.